USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It appears Benjamin Netanyahu has been re-elected Prime Minister of Israel for a fifth time. After a close election, Netanyahu still faces possible indictment in three graft cases in which he's denied all wrongdoing. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is planning to release his tax returns by Monday, vowing to release 10 years of them and challenging President Trump to do the same. Yesterday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told the House Ways and Means Committee his department is still reviewing its request for the president's tax filings.
And as I've said in the past, when we received the request, it would be reviewed by our legal department, and it is our intent to follow the law.
President Trump will travel to Texas today to promote American energy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
The European Union will grant the Brexit delay that British Prime Minister Theresa May has been asking for, but EU leaders are expected to demand a longer extension and other conditions. The 27 leaders of the trading bloc expected to sign off on the delay today. Attorney General William Barr testifies at a House hearing yesterday that he will release the full Mueller report on the Russia probe in redacted form within about a week. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
I am relying on my own discretion to make as much public as I can.
Appropriations Committee Chair New York Democrat Nita Lowey told Barr she was taken back with his initial release of just 4 pages of highlights from a nearly 400-page report.
And I think the Attorney General just stonewalled us.
Barr says he has no intention of releasing classified information or information related to the grand jury.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
New information released about a New York couple who reportedly went missing during a Dominican Republic vacation. A Dominican newspaper speaking with local police finds they say the pair from Mount Vernon may have gotten into a car crash on the way to the airport. The 43-year-old husband and 32-year-old wife had a return flight that was set for March 27th, but they never made it to the plane. That Dominican paper reports that a car was found in a body of water on the route to the airport, but they've not positively identified the people inside. CBS scoring some high ratings for the NCAA Men's Championship basketball game on Monday night. An estimated 19 million people were watching most of the game, with the audience surging to over 23 million once they got to the overtime period. Top-seeded Virginia defeated Texas Tech to claim its first-ever crown. The numbers for CBS were 23% higher than last year's final, which was shown on 3 cable channels. And the space community is excited about the release of the first-ever photograph of a black hole to be unveiled today by the National Science Foundation at a news conference at 9 a.m. Eastern. The images will come from the Event Horizon Telescope, an international effort using 8 linked radio observatories all around the world. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.